You know, it started off obviously very emotional because we had former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords started off. Of course, as your listeners probably remember, she was the member of Congress who was shot in the head in Tucson, Arizona when she was trying to do a congressional event. And she survived. She's obviously had some repercussions because of that shooting. She had a hard time speaking. So, you know, it was pretty brave of her and obviously very tough of her to stand up there in front of all those cameras, all those people in the United States Senate and to testify like this. She had handwritten notes she was reading from that her speech therapist helped her with. And she did a really good job of laying out her case. And pretty much what she said is something must be done. You know, it's time to act. And Americans are counting on you, Congress, to do something. So that's how it started off, of course. And this was a very polarized event, of course. You have witnesses who are saying, you know, we absolutely must have more gun control. We must do something about this. And then you have folks like, you know, the vice president of the NRA saying, you know, we just need to enforce the laws we have, and this is not where the problem is. It's not law-abiding Americans. It's those criminals who are not going to pay attention to whatever laws you pass. So obviously this is going to be, a touchy subject for a while.
What kind of questions did Senators Hatch and Lee ask?
You know, they very much were parallel to helping the NRA and the pro-gun rights folks at the hearing elaborate on their points. So they didn't ask very tough questions. I think Senator asked how where the NRA agreed with the White House on legislation. Senator Mike Lee asked a witness several times to elaborate on why she thought that gun laws would just hurt the good Americans and the housewives who just want to protect their families kind of questions. So our senators definitely gave the NRA and the gun rights advocates their opportunity to expand on their talking points.
In other news, you reported this week that former Utah Governor John Huntsman is heading to Harvard as a visiting fellow. What's he expected to do there?
So this is one of those, Harvard has several visiting fellows. This doesn't mean Huntsman is going to be a professor at Harvard or anything like that. This is actually more of a very temporary gig. In fact, I think it's just 1 month, April, when Huntsman is going to be sitting around at Harvard. He's going to be leading some study groups. He's going to be, trying to lead some discussions about different things. He's there to help students, as they work on projects, those kind of things. In many ways, it's a mutually, helpful relationship for Huntsman and Harvard. They're symbiotic in many ways. They can both put it on their resume and say, look, we did this. I'm not sure how it works with the right flank, but it may signal, John Huntsman is not worried about those Republicans who are worried about him talking at Harvard at, for 1 month. So I guess we'll all just have to wait and see in the end what that means. But right now, it's just 1 month that Huntsman is going to be spending at the University in Cambridge.